Hello, everyone. I'm Will.
And I'm Alex.
And welcome back to another episode of They Mostly Come Out at Night.
Mostly.
I just don't know anymore, man. This...
I love it.
I just don't know.
I love it.
I love this podcast.
This is already poisoning me.
Like, I've already been poisoned.
This movie's been... We've finished watching it like 20 minutes ago, and it's already infecting my brain.
Same.
And you know what? Kudos. Because it takes effort to infect my brain like that.
This also has possibly one of the weirdest, like, film stories I've ever heard in my entire life.
The film story is more interesting than the fucking...
Yes, than the story actual in the movie. Fucking movie.
But we'll get to that after we...
Yeah, we're gonna save that.
So, yeah, because I think we should tell them the movie as you experience it, right?
Well, like how I did, and then you told me afterwards, and I was like, yeah. What? It baffled me even more.
I already knew, because I have tried watching this movie before.
Like, my brain was already fried, but yeah. You just melted it when you said that.
Well, yeah, well, that and the fact that, like, because you're just watching it, and then something happens... And you were just like, what the fuck?
I had no idea what the fuck was going on.
And then it got weirder.
If you can believe that.
And then it ended and you're like, what? The fuck was that? So we'll explain to you all the backstories and why the fuck this movie is the way it is. after we talk about it. Because we want you to know. We want you to feel how we felt.
So we watched a movie tonight. The movie's called Snuff.
Yep.
From 1975. Like, we're deep into it now.
Look, we had to get this movie out of the way.
I've been fucking hating 1975.
What's wrong with you?
Two good movies, but the past few have just, like, been...
This is the best.
Oh, my God. When you make a movie... That is less entertaining than Dark Town Strutters.
Well, it was less... I don't know, it was less annoying.
That's true. It's very fair. But I don't know, like... I don't even know.
We certainly laughed more at this movie.
Well, just because of how fucking stupid it is.
No, it's very intelligent.
Alright, well... Let's just get into it, because I'm going to fucking lose my mind if we have to... I don't want to spend too long on this, because I'm going to lose my goddamn mind. So we get two girls on a motorbike, and it's playing the most generic-sounding Born to be Wild tune I've ever heard in my entire life.
Well, see, you need to emphasize that it is Born to be Wild by Steppenwolf, but it's like someone doing a cover of the intro, and it just loops. Like, right before the lyrics come on in the song, it loops back to the beginning. And then it goes again, it loops back, goes again, loops back. Blah, 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 blah. And we get, like, random shots of some woman next to, like, some abandoned shit.
And then we get a woman passing out next on a train, like an abandoned train.
And she has a bag, and there's, like, cocaine in the bag. And she puts it in her hand, and she takes out a gigantic straw. A very big fucking straw.
And she doesn't even, like, plug the other nostril or anything. She just starts sniffing.
She just sniffs it, like, twice and passes out. As, you know, the Born to be Wild ripoff plays.
Yep. And the screen the snuff comes on.
The title.
So the girls get to the train yard and they talk to this other girl and she says, like, where is she? Well, I haven't seen her all day, blah, blah, blah.
And then they find her. And she is...
passed out on the train.
There's a gun next to her.
And they take out the gun and scare her awake.
And then she runs away and they scare her some more.
And then one of them just shoots her in the chest.
In the chest, and she falls down like,
And then it shows, like, all three girls, and then a dude. And then it zooms up on the dude.
His name is
Satan.
Satan, like Satan.
Satan, though.
Because in the credits, it does say, it's spelled Satan, but everyone says Satan. And he is like, you've been bad. And she's like, yes.
You will feel pain.
Yes. Are you ready for the pain? Yes.
Then they, like, put her feet in this weird wooden block thing that makes it so her legs can't move. It looks like this medieval, like, torture device.
Yeah, it's just her legs can't move. And then a woman takes a knife and just kind of awkwardly starts, like fidgeting it around her toe.
Like, I think they're, like, trying to emphasize that they were cutting off her toe, but
they don't cut it off. Like,
no, she's literally just, like, finjangling it in between her toes. Like, just, like...
The same just toe. Just
wiggling it in between, like, her big toe and the middle toe.
That's it. Just like, fidgeting it.
Just fidgeting it. And there's just ketchup. Back and forth.
And there's just ketchup there.
And she's like, And
she's like...
Yeah.
She's, like, biting her lip and all this stuff. Which, it's a tell. Because... let's just say that there's certain ways that women in this movie act and are treated that is it's a tell for a little something about the movie.
So she wakes up from being tortured, and then one of the women has like heroin or something in a vial.
She
just takes it and like ties a bandana around her arm and she just takes more drugs.
And she's saying like some bullshit to her. And they're fine. She's been punished, so now, like, she's good. Because it's like a cult. And they all worship Satan. And then we see... I still don't get the point of this scene, by the way. An airport.
Yes.
And some guy goes in a bathroom.
Yep, but we also get a cut of, like, the two... I try and say main characters, but I don't know because
one of the main characters.
Yeah, they're coming off a plane, but yeah, some dude just washing his hands in the bathroom,
and then someone dressed up like a '40s private eye with the fucking like fedora
and a giant trench coat,
oversized like flasher trench coat, just walks in and awkwardly stabs him, and the guy's like,
the assassination she. Throws the knife into his back. From the bathroom stall.
I assume she just stabbed him because of editing. Because that was so horribly edited. Because she just, like, you see her hand and then the next shot he's just, like, hunched over. Like,
Now, at this point, I do want to mention how fucking horrid the dubbing is in this video.
So, this whole movie was shot without sound. And they had, like, 4 people available to do the dubbing. So get used to hearing a lot of the same voices, and all of them are bad.
And they don't sync up at all to what the actors are saying.
Oh.
At all.
Motherfuck syncing.
Just like, I've seen dubbed martial arts films that are better than this shit.
It's ludicrous.
It's fucking awful. But
Will, can I ask a perfectly logical question?
Sure. I don't know if I have a logical answer.
Who was the man in the bathroom?
I have no fucking idea.
Exactly.
Does any of this matter from the end? No.
Well, how dare you? It does matter.
It doesn't.
It does.
No, it doesn't.
It's about the sanctity of sexual relationships.
Yep. Sure.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. It is. So, yeah, we get an assassination scene while intercut with these two people walking across the thing and talking about bullshit about a movie.
They're making a movie, and then some journalists come up and they're like, is your actress going to be nude?
Are you going to follow with the trend and make your actress nude?
And he's like, that's her business. And it does like this. The whole scene is filmed in like an awkward close-up of her face.
Yeah, and she's just smiling while, like, flashing.
While, like, off. Random dubbing is happening. And then they get in the car, and they go to the guy's house. This the producer, whatever the fuck he is.
The director. He's the director.
And he tries to fuck her.
And she says, no, I have to rest because she's spent all goddamn movie complaining about the goddamn heat.
Because, you know, it's hot. And also, she had to drive for like 5 minutes. It's awful.
Yeah.
So she can't. She can't fuck him. And he's like, okay, I will respect what you want. I will leave you alone now so you can rest. He sounds like fucking Tommy Wiseau.
Yeah, it sounds like a guy trying to do, like, a weird, like, foreign voice.
And he also does, like, three other fucking voices in the movie, so get used to hearing this dude.
Including what I think is the little girl's voice later in the movie. Listen,
that was insanity.
I love it.
That whole scene was, like, the definition of insanity.
I don't get... I still don't understand.
I love it. It's so wrong. Everything about it is so fucking wrong.
Everything about this whole goddamn movie is wrong.
Oh god, but it gets better.
So she's swimming, and then we get another girl swimming, and they're all both swimming, and then one of them gets out of a pool. This is separate pools.
Two separate women.
So one of the girl in green gets out of the pool and calls Horst. Or whore. Or horse.
His name is Horst.
Horby. Or fucking whatever the fuck you want to call him.
His name is Horst, but one of the women does eventually at one point call him whore. And
I heard horse, too.
They
did
not...
I heard horse.
They left it in.
There was not a T to one of those. It was horse.
Well, they couldn't re-record it, Will.
No.
Apparently. So
why
she
would
calls
they want to do that?
Horst. Well, no. She calls...
I prefer whore.
I mean, he is a whore.
He is a whore because he tries to fuck every woman.
He's
in
a man whore. And he fucks that woman in the servants' quarters that doesn't have a roof on it.
So she calls him.
She calls his.
No, he calls her.
No, first, remember, she calls, like, you know, the operator. She's like, I need to get through to so and so. And they're like, that'll take like 2 hours. She's like, 2 hours? And then eventually, like, they call her back. And she answers the phone and is like, can I speak to Horst? And then Horst is there and he's like, come over.
And she's like, I can't come over.
Okay, I will.
Oh, yeah.
She's like, I can't. I have to film a movie.
I can't.
And he's like, come over. We'll have fun. Okay. And so she comes over. No, does he? He comes over in a fucking boat.
Yeah, no, she goes to the docks and he picks her up in a fucking speedboat.
She's like, I've never ridden in a speedboat before. And, yeah.
They have all this bullshit conversation about how they're going to squeeze... I hope I can squeeze some fun into filming this movie. How about we film... How about we squeeze some making this movie into fun?
That's a knee slapper.
Okay, and then for some fucking reason, Horst knows the other girl.
Oh, God.
The girl that...
Angelica. The one who he's also fucking.
Yep, he knows her, and she leaves because she gets all...
salty.
Butthurt that he's fucking another woman.
It turns out that... Okay. So, this fucking scene. She's talking to Satan.
Because she's trying to initiate herself into his cult.
And she also happens to be his
whatever
fuck buddy.
Whatever the fuck his cult is, I have no idea.
Satan's cult. And they are talking about... He's, like, giving a voiceover manifesto that apparently that woman who came here, who's fucking Horst now, is gonna have a baby, and something about this baby will, like, do something... And the thing.
The whole time this manifesto is happening, they are frolicking in a dirty-ass swamp.
They get into a fucking swamp
and
frolic.
Start making out.
And then...
As, like, his manifesto is playing, then, like, two more of them get in.
Get completely nude.
As he's fucking just going on with all his gobbledygook. Just fucking, and the baby will be born, and we need to kill the director, and then we will shed blood, and we will do... While they're all just fucking frolicking in this goddamn dirty, murky water.
It's like a swamp.
It's fucking insane. I fucking hate this scene.
And then, yeah, they get completely nude, and they start frolicking. And it's the thing. It's the thing, Will.
Who intercuts those two things? a manifesto over some dude frolicking with three topless women? I don't get it. Why? Why?
Because this filmmaker really understood, like, mood.
Did he?
Yeah, totally. He really understood mood and, like, atmosphere.
So he's frolicking, they're all frolicking in the water, and then immediately cuts to the girl who's getting pregnant, frolicking around and, like, messing around in bed with Horst. And then she gets a phone call from the director, and he's like, "Where are you?" And she's like, "Oh, is it one..."
What are you? You are like, "Get your beautiful ass up here.
How can I do this film without you? I can't believe you didn't know what time it was.
I need you.
This is the fake accent.
Please, please get up.
This is a clearly dubbed scene and I have no idea how to do this accent.
Anyway, how's your sex life? I did not hit her.
I did not.
That's what he fucking sounds like. And he's like, "Get
Mark,
your ass.
Oh, hi, Mark.
Get your beautiful ass up here. I need you. Please get up." And she gets up. And then she leaves. And then the next scene is Horst
talking to the woman that's trying to initiate herself.
And telling her, like, how he's with this woman, the actress.
And she's pregnant.
And she's pregnant! Already. None of this was fucking discussed ever!
She's already fucking pregnant? What?
Like, when? They fucked once since they've been there.
Like, a day ago. How would he know that she's fucking pregnant?
So he's talking to Angelica on his mini golf course, and she gets pissed and leaves.
But, and then she goes, so the fucking actress goes to the director, and she's like, "I'm sorry." And he's like, "It's okay. We'll talk about more about it after the carnival." And
they go to carnival.
And it's just stock footage.
It's stock footage of a carnival. And
oh, I hate this scene. Oh my god, I hate this scene.
Our actors are just up against the wall, and occasionally, like, some Goomba will pass by the camera to make it look like there's a crowd, and, like, occasionally some other Goomba will just throw confetti at
them. But as it
goes
on, it gets more ridiculous, because yes, then they're just sitting down at a table, clearly in the same room.
Yeah.
And literally, they just have a bunch of streamers going by to
and
make it look
eventually,
like they're carnival.
Like, the guy starts getting annoyed, and the woman, someone comes up to her and takes her to dance, and then he shoves her into a room.
And it's a bedroom,
which is just
instantly.
So they go from, quote-unquote, outside into a room that is literally a bed. It's just a bed. And they walk in there, and it's Horst. And he's, like, joking with her. And then she's like, "Okay, I'll make love to you. I don't feel like it, but I will." And so they fuck. And while then, the director's sitting there, and Angelica shows up. And she puts on the same exact outfit that the actress has.
Yep, and she goes and
takes him to, like, some weird thing behind,
and
like,
he's all happy and shit, and then she takes out a knife and stabs him.
And stabs him, and he's dead. All while this is happening, by the way, we keep seeing close-ups of the actress, like, her orgasm face.
Yep.
Just,
so it's just moaning, like, and, like, just, it's awful.
It's fucking ludicrous.
It's awful.
It's ludicrous. And it just keeps, it goes on and on and on.
Seriously, this whole carnival scene, I swear to God, is, like, 15 minutes long.
The only amusing thing is that Horst is like, "You think I could go to carnival without seeing you?" Not the carnival, just
carnival.
So
this isn't,
like,
carnival.
No.
This is carnival.
So it'd be like, you know, you'd be like, if you say to someone, "You think I could go to concert without seeing you? You think I could go to a movie without, like..."
Oh, but if you thought, this is ridiculous.
It gets better.
Get ready for the next scene, because they're in a, I assume, what is ever a police station.
So there is, it's a studio. Let's get
that
out of the way.
It's an open studio door.
When they show it, you can see inside
and there's
the
sets.
Fake sets, right?
So there is a little desk.
Makeshift table. Just sitting there.
There is two policemen.
There is, like, yeah, just two policemen.
And an interrogator.
And he's just like...
I just don't get it, because he's, like, questioning her like they're in an interrogation room, but they're outside of a fucking studio.
On a dirty makeshift table.
And he's, like, grilling her like she's the...
Well, excuse me, Will. He grills her by just, like, asking her one question and then being like, there have been 7 murders. Do you know this knife? She's like, no. Okay, you may go.
Then he pats it a couple times.
Oh, that was my favorite. He's like,
pat, pat. Yeah, his hands shake every time he brings it up. Pat, pat,
pat, pat. Pat. Like it's a fucking dog. And then she leaves, of course, and he's like,
conversation.
And she's like, I'm so upset. He's like, well, you should come over and have some fun with me. And she's like, but I'm so upset. Okay.
Come on. Okay.
Let's fuck.
So they go home. They start swimming again. And daddy's home. So Horst had mentioned earlier that his dad was away. So he has the whole house to himself.
And he's loaded because of his dad. And he's
fucking, yeah, he has millions of marks or whatever he said.
This next scene.
Oh my God.
Is insanity. It is absolute insanity. They're talking. She's playing solitaire. The dad
So the dad comes home, meets her, and then they go inside.
Yeah.
To get dressed.
Yeah. So he is talking. She's playing solitaire, and the dad's going on about how he has some...
big deal.
He owns, like, a gun...
a munitions...
thing.
Branch.
And he's selling weapons to Arabs.
And she gets all upset.
And she's... oh, no, don't forget, she's just like, I'm sorry... I find this conversation really interesting, but I don't really know what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah,
she literally says that. And he goes on and tells her, like, you know, I sell weapons to Arabs and stuff, and then it's all fucking, like...
And then he talks about, like, fucking...
One of them gets, like, butt hurt, and he's like, do you think it's strange that a German would sell guns to people who kill Jews?
And I sell to butchers.
Yeah. You find that shocking?
But, like, it's funny because he says... shocking, but like the actor they were filming did not make any he was just deadpan.
Yeah,
they're just like hilarious because he's like, do you find that shocking? And like the guy's just like totally deadpan, just like no emotion whatsoever.
And then they start talking about like, oh, well then you're a butcher, and he's like,
oh, I sell to butchers.
Does it make one a butcher if they sell the materials to be a butcher? Do you think I'm a butcher? Like, and then it zooms in on his fucking face. Eichmann. If you didn't pay attention in history class, Eichmann was like a Nazi, whatever the fuck.
But I love how it's like it literally just like Eichmann, and it just goes like zooms
the
like
zoom
on his face.
Beautiful. It's like was this scene supposed to be like profound? Are we supposed to be like yes?
But wait.
There's more.
It's more ridiculous because Satan
is there.
And his fucking, the girl come in for no fucking reason. I have no idea why they were there. It still has not explained
and
that.
And he just shows up and he's just like, don't talk bad about butchers. Butchers are good.
Butchers do good for people because they
slit the throats of dumb animals and give us food. And then he gets like all like weirded out like, I don't even know, like, what the fuck... He starts arguing with the dad.
And the dad's like, who do you think you are?
And he's like, oh, what the fuck? He says something about jackals. Yeah, you're like, a jackal. I hate jackals. And the father's like, who are you? And he says...
I am who am.
I am who am. And the father's like, blasphemy. What the fuck?
I hate jackals. I am who am.
And then he just leaves.
And that's where it broke me. This movie is...
I am who am.
That doesn't even make any sense.
How's that blasphemous?
I don't...
What the fuck does that mean?
It's so blasphemous because it doesn't make sense.
Oh, God. And then they leave.
Oh, my God. And then...
we get the nighttime.
This is the girl's initiation into the fucking... cult.
After she already murdered the director and all this, apparently she's still not initiated because...
because Satan wants to get his fucking jollies off, okay?
Yes, so she's being held down and they're just, like, awkwardly holding her down, and they're like, you said that word. What word? What did you say?
Jesus Christ.
She's like, Jesus Christ.
No, who Jesus do you worship? Who do you worship? Satan.
And then Satan just kind of, like, awkwardly... The scene is, by the way, it's in sepia tone. Okay?
A dark sepia tone.
Dark my fucking ass. It's fucking bright goddamn daylight. But there is a tell. Because there is crickets. So apparently this is supposed to be night.
Listen, we should know by now that crickets, if you hear crickets, it just means you're doing a night scene.
But we don't, did this scene need to be night?
No, because it was daylight literally like seconds before.
So he jumps up on the table and is like, you'll have to go further. You'll have to please me. And it does like a close up of her face and she like bites her lip and is like, yes, anything.
And so she bends over and accepts Satan's, you know, oh, it's Bane. You're going to have to accept me and my Bane. You're going to have to accept my Bane.
Is that what he calls his dick?
Yeah,
his
nickname? I guess. He's like, accept Bane. Oh my god.
Accept Bane.
You must accept Bane.
You're a big guy for you.
You were merely molded by Satan. I was born into it.
I am who am. So, you know, he bends her over. Both of their pants are still on.
And she just...
And he gives her Bane.
He lets her accept Bane.
And this scene is suspicious. But this was also when I decided to do a little Googling. Because I'm like, this movie feels a little weird. Now, what do I mean by this? This whole scene,
it's filmed,
as she is taking Bane...
Let's just be blunt. It's filmed like a porno.
Yes. As she is taking Bane, it's just a close-up of her face, and then occasionally shows one of the other women touching themselves.
Or biting their lip. Or
and then
looking seductively.
One of them is like, it's not enough. So she comes over to another one, and then they kiss. And then that scene's over. But I did Google, because there's a lot of scenes in this movie that are suspicious, let's put it that way. You know, like, women are supposed to be in pain, but instead of being in pain, they're just kind of moaning and doing, like, orgasm faces. Mm-hmm. The man, one of the men, who directed this, made pornos again.
Yes.
So we're back to that. We're back to fucking porno director trying to make kind of movies. So that's why this movie feels so weird, because...
Kind of movies.
Kind of.
We'll get to that.
It does get better. So that, you know, he gives her Bane. And,
And they kiss. The two girls have a passionate kiss while she's accepting Bane.
And then that's it. And then the next scene, they go
to,
like...
Oh my god, this scene.
This scene is great.
So it's like a shop... And, like, a guy's just buying some fucking pasta and ice cream.
And then the clerk is just, like, going over the things, and he's just, like... The dubbing's right, because the guy's like, salami, macaroni, broccoli. There's no milk because Gloria didn't show up today. I don't know what's going on. You know the flu's going around,
you
really...
You know what? I'm
going
to stop you right there, because you just said something that, like, I feel... is a tell for my feelings of this movie.
Is it?
I don't know what's going on.
I do. I know what's going on. We've all seen those movies where there's bad people
doing bad things.
They do bad things to innocent people. And that's what this scene is. Because, you know, they show up there and they just start like, oh, they do the worst thing ever.
They dump out the guy's bag.
They take the guy's bag of fucking pasta.
And ice cream and shit.
And dump it. Oh no!
And then they tell one of the girls to start filling it up with shit.
And
then they threaten the guy. And then they shoot the one guy. And then they run outside.
And there's a woman with her... I thought it was her fucking grandma, but apparently it's her mom, because she calls her mom. And they shoot her. And she falls down in slow motion. And the woman's like... The girl is like, you killed her. You killed her. Mom.
Mom.
And then they shoot the little girl, but it's dumb because she falls down before the fucking bullet goes off. It's great.
And then one of the girls tries to run away, and then the guy like gets a gun,
he fights her, and then she shoots him, but he still has her gun. So as he's dying,
he shoots one of the women.
He shoots her three fucking times as she humps a wall and just slowly falls down, dry humping it.
And then they go into the shop, and the shop owner's like, Adios mio.
Don't kill me.
I love it because, like, adios mio. It's like the least, like, Mexican thing.
Because the movie is, it's in, it was filmed in, and it is set in Argentina. So, like, you know,
I guarantee you none of the dubbers like knew
are any you fucking kidding me? Are you fucking kidding me?
Adios mio.
Yeah.
He's like, don't shoot me. Adios mio. I'll give you anything.
And then they shoot him because they're bad people.
Bad!
It's so childish. It's great.
Oh my god.
It's so fucking stupid. Like, and again, you did say this, but there is literally no point to this. Eventually,
so then
flashback.
No, they go back to the fucking factory where she accepted Bane.
Yeah, the flashback.
And the girl's sitting with fucking Satan, and she's explaining her life story.
Well, he's like, "Are you happy? Are you happy to be a slave? I am happy. So you're happy then?" Yes, I am happy to be a slave.
Submit.
I've been submitting since I was a little girl. And then the camera does like this fucking like, whoop! And that's how you know we're going into transition, the flashback mode.
Oh my god.
So then she's like, I've been getting raped since I was 12. By 17, I learned to like it. And it shows her as like her now, sitting, like getting like some fucking Goomba is like licking her boobs.
Yeah, just fucking touching her all over. And she's like, I knew he was bad from the...
But I liked it.
I knew he was bad from the moment, the first moment I met him.
So it's like
And she's like looking for her turtle.
Her turtle.
Tortuga.
Which is just, it's Spanish for either turtle or tortoise. So that's like the most clever fucking name ever.
And then she finds it, and he says she's a bitch, and then...
For no reason. This scene is so stupid. He's just like, hey, bitch, where's your father? You dumb bitch. Your father's like a dumbass. You bitch. Come here, bitch. And she just puts her turtle down and runs over to him, and she sees him... Oh, God, so he's supposed to be, like, you know, the farmhand, right? And he's, like, this has, like, 50 quotation marks around it, milking a cow, which is just him, like, awkwardly...
Like, stroking one of the teats.
And there's no milk or anything, but she's just looking at it, by the way.
Now she's, like, younger?
Here's the most insane thing, though. Is,
The dubbing? The
dubbing.
Because it's...
It's some guy going like this. I am a little girl. I'm a 12-year-old girl. And I'm about to be raped by a man.
Because then he's like milking and he's like, where's your father, you dumb bitch? Come here, bitch.
Your father's like, an alcoholic, you bitch.
You want to get fucked, bitch? Come here, bitch.
She's like, no.
And then the camera like goes like fucking into his chest and it goes to black and she's like, no. Don't touch me like that.
No, don't touch me like that.
I don't like being touched like that.
No, rape is never a laughing matter. But in this happenstance, I don't know. I couldn't help it.
Listen, I laughed like a fucking madman at this. I don't give a shit if it makes me a bad person. Because if...
I get what they were going for, and that makes me try not to.
I don't. I don't. I'm sorry. I don't fucking... If this was a good movie like this, a scene like this would be disturbing, right?
Yes.
But it's so dumb. It just starts immediately like, hey, bitch, where's your father? Your father's a dumb alcoholic, you dumb bitch. Put your turtle down, bitch. Come look at me. You want to get fucked, bitch?
Bitch.
Like.
And then
there's no build up, right?
No.
It just starts at 100. There's no, like, 0 to 100, like, graph going up, right? It's just 100.
But it's insane because she's like, oh, and then after that, I learned to like it. And I learned to like bondage. And then, and I need bondage.
One, my father was always gone because he was an alcoholic. So he never was around when I was getting fucked.
And then one time he came in and the guy shot him.
And he killed him. And then he cut off my father's hands and hung them on the property. And it shows like his fucking hands hanging there to like warn people not to interrupt him when he's fucking his daughter.
And then my brother followed him out into the forest.
To kill him. By the way, when his brother is following him, he's like a foot behind him.
Yeah.
Like, I guess the guy doesn't fucking notice.
Very much within earshot.
So he awkwardly like hugs him to death.
Yep.
And throws him into the water. And
the guy keeps moving and after that's he's it. Dead. And then
she's like, so ever since like, then.
I need bondage.
And then it's just, the camera does the flash like to the present. And then she's like, so ever since then, I need bondage. Like, can...
And then he gets up, so fucking... Oh my god, and then she goes to, like, the girls, and they're like, oh, you'll get your turn. Like, you know, I want to kill or whatever. And then, like, Satan is like, the time has come. The time to now murder is come.
It shows,
come.
Like, a shot of water.
The time to now murder is come.
The child is growing
the
in the womb.
The child is growing in the womb.
It's time
go
to
kill,
murder.
Go kill. And then, like, it just shows a black silhouette of him.
Oh, yeah, like this. And then it cuts back to Horst's place, and he's talking to some dude.
I don't know who this guy is.
I spent this entire scene thinking the woman was the actress.
I don't know who this guy is.
It's his gay friend.
But is he gay? He shares his wife with people.
Well, they talk like, and she's
then
like,
then she comes
and he's
over.
Like, yeah, I've had men. Matter of fact, I prefer having men.
So you can have my, and then like Horst is like, so I can have your wife anytime I want?
Like, yeah, I'd like to watch.
I encourage it, but I'd like to watch.
So he's like, okay, I'll go to the servants' quarters. And
does this sound ridiculous to anyone else?
No, not at all.
No.
Not at all.
It doesn't sound absurd at all.
Perfectly fine.
It's a normal, classy movie.
This is just what rich people do in Argentina.
Apparently.
That's all it is, okay? It's fine. And by that, I mean rich German people named Horst or Whore.
Quote, unquote, German, because he doesn't even have, like, an inkling
him
of
and
a German
his,
accent.
Yeah, him and his servant named Jaime.
Jaime
is my favorite Argentinian name.
Jaime. Me too.
It's my favorite, Latino name is Jaime. So,
and so he goes and takes his wife.
The servant quarters.
He's like, I'm going to take you into the servant's quarters where you can't watch.
What is the servant quarters? Well,
it is a very much not complete building. And the servant's quarters is
with no roof.
Tiny little alcove with one bed and no roof whatsoever.
No roof, no furniture, nothing.
Just a bed.
A bed.
A single bed.
So he goes there. And in this scene, they're like drunk now, like more drunk than they were in the last scene. Apparently, walking made them more drunk. So he goes there, and then the gay bi friend
gets
whatever
up on
the
fucking roof.
Eventually, gets up on the roof. But in this beginning, he's just awkwardly stumbling around.
And he picks up a chair,
and then we see the bad girls.
They pull up to the front,
and then they're like, Jaime! One of them says, Jaime, and then this dude comes over, and he's like, talking, oh, I missed you, where have you been? And she's like, I just need to get some stuff, can you let me in? And so he lets them in, and then the other girl calls him Jaime, and then she stabs him and kills him. And then we see Horst and the woman with their faces super glued
to each other.
Yep.
And him awkwardly like rubbing her stomach like in a circle as his friend is now on the roof. Somehow he drunkenly stumbled onto the roof and the bad girls show up.
Yep.
And they stab the woman.
They tear up the guy and they take him away from the bed, stab the woman, stab the gay friend on the roof.
And then they tie Horst to a tree, and then one of them gets a rope and treats it like it's a whip.
And I love this because she whips him and the blood marks go the wrong way.
Yeah, it's
great.
They
go like across.
Yeah, instead of up and down.
Yeah.
And then
they go horizontal, not vertical. Yeah. It's great.
One of them gets a straight razor and starts cutting his dick off as we get like five.
I presume because he's like,
we get 5 minutes of close-ups of them like licking. Licking their lips. That's how you sound when you're getting your dick cut off. And then they're done. They go to the house. And now the woman actress is in bed with the dad.
Father. What?
I don't know.
Why?
I don't know.
She left Horst or the fucking director or whatever.
And then they get in there and the father's like, upstairs, my checkbook. You can have however much you want. And the woman's like, shut up.
And then they shoot him.
Keeps talking and she's like, shut up. Shoots him. And then they get a knife and they're like pointing it at the actress's womb. She has a fucking like pregnant belly now. That she did not have.
And they go to stab it.
And they're like, is it his? She's like, yes. Is it his? Yes. And they stab it.
And then it cuts to a. This is where the movie goes completely off the rails, so, and I think I broke.
Yeah, but you did not expect this.
Hell no.
Goddamn right, boy.
Hell no.
Because what happens is it immediately cuts, and we see a set. And they're like, okay, that's a wrap.
Oh, and the blonde girl's a different actress.
Yeah, we'll get to that. We'll get to why. And then the actress gets up, and you were just like, what the fuck?
I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
Because you probably thought, well, I don't know what you thought, but whatever you thought. It was
all a fucking movie.
But you did not expect this.
No, because this is even more insane.
This is insanity. It ends, and then the fucking dude's like talking to the woman. And he's like, oh, yeah, you wanna have some fun, baby? You want to turn... What the fuck does he say? He's like, you want to get turned on, turning ourselves on.
Yeah.
And you want to get turned on, turning ourselves on, baby?
And she's like, no, with all the film crew here? He's like,
really? With all the film crew here?
They're like, wrapping up. So they'll be gone soon.
They'll be gone soon, baby. And they just... They're... Like, so they recreated the whole, like, set, right? The bed, the chair, all that stuff is there. The actress is completely different. And then they go to the bed that's like
just a different bed right next to them.
Okay. They go there and they start making out. And the guy has a knife.
Oh my God.
And it starts like, you know, and he's like telling them, like, hey, film this. And they're like, okay. They're filming.
She's like, are you filming? No.
And he's like, hey, you guys want to see like a movie? He starts, like, talking to the camera. You guys want to see a movie? You guys want to see some filmmaking? And he takes, like, the knife, cuts her shoulder. Then he holds down her hand.
And snips off one of her fingers.
By the way, keep in mind that all of a sudden, there's no dubbing. It's actual, like, dialogue. The actress is completely different. And there's actual, like, gore. Like, there's actual effects in the movie now.
Then the film crew hold her down while one of the film crew gets a fucking
saw
and saws her hand off.
Saws her hand off and is like blood spraying everywhere. And then the guy is still like, you guys want to see a movie? This is a movie. And he takes a knife and like slits her stomach and just starts like pulling organs out. And then he pulls out like her guts. And it's just like, ah!
And then it like just ends.
And then it does the thing where like the film like runs out.
Yeah, and he's like, oh, did you get that?
Guys, okay, did you get that? Yeah, let's go. The end. Now.
No credits.
Can I ask you, how did you feel?
I felt like an insane person.
Yes.
Yeah, I felt like my mind had finally just snapped. Like, we'd watched so many of these movies that my mind was finally just broken.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I don't understand why this is happening. I don't understand what the fuck just happened. Why was the actress different? Why did they explain nothing in the actual movie? Why was there this random director? Why did they all of a sudden decide to start cutting her open and for no fucking reason? For, like, literally no prompting whatsoever. And, like, they didn't answer goddamn anything about the actual, like, movie.
Because fuck that movie.
It didn't even end. Like, nothing happened in it. They just stabbed the woman that was pregnant, and that was the end of that, because then they went directly to the director cutting the girl open.
Yep. Good
show. So I completely lost my mind, and then you explained, and then I think my mind got slightly repaired, but still broken.
What makes more kind of makes more sense?
Slightly.
So here's what happened. This film was filmed by a porno director in 1971.
Surprise, surprise.
Shocking.
What?
In 1971, in Argentina, he filmed a movie called The Slaughter. Apparently there was some legal issues, but also I'm going to be fucking honest. Because here's the thing, here's what happened. The Slaughter never got released. Shocking. One of the reasons was that right around the same time there was a blaxploitation movie called Slaughter with Jim Brown, and apparently the producer of that movie won, like, a lawsuit against these guys. And so they were fucked. But here's the thing, though. They could have just changed the title, right?
They should have.
They did not release this. I can tell you this, though. I can give you a reason for why this never got released officially. Because it's a goddamn pile of fucking shit.
It's garbage.
Because anyone who watched this was like, this is trash.
I'm turning
There's
it off.
There's no fucking way to, like, market this nonsense. There's no way to, like, do anything with it. So...
Well, I don't even get, like, what was the point? I get that, like, he was trying to do, like, a snuff film. But, like...
No. The original film, The Slaughter, wasn't a quote-unquote snuff film.
Oh, right. It was just a
a dumb, like, biker cult. A
shitty biker cult movie.
Attacking people in Argentina. Like, that's all it was. So that's what that was. And then it sat around for until 1975, when the guy who owned the rights, the producer, read a newspaper article about a rumor that there are...
Oh my god, this is the worst fucking way to, like, be like, oh, I have back stock, might as well fucking do it.
I will say this, it's certainly original. So, he read a newspaper article that there were supposedly snuff films being made in South America, which is a complete urban legend, but whatever. So he probably read, like, one of those fucking meme magazines you see in, like, the grocery store checkout line.
Oh yeah.
So he saw that, and he was like... Like, the light bulb clicked in his head. Because he's like...
I have an unfinished movie.
I have this piece of shit sitting in my dumpster. I can finally do something. So, they took The Slaughter, cobbled it together, and hired...
Cobbled is, like, putting it way too positively.
Hired another booby movie guy... to film an ending. So they hired another man to recreate the set from the end of The Slaughter and film this. And they tacked it on to the ending, called the movie Snuff. They advertised that it had, like, an actual murder in it. They hired fake protesters. I looked this up. They hired fake protesters to pick up the movie to get more attention. And that's it.
Can you say cash grab?
Homie, this thing, like, I'm not gonna lie, like, I in a way admire what they did here, because this is fucking ludicrous.
It's insane!
Like,
who does that?
It's fucking ludicrous, so that's why there's a different actress, because it's fucking 4 years after the fact, and they probably couldn't find her. Or she retired to, like...
Or she didn't want to fucking do a terrible movie again.
Or she, like, realized that she can't act worth a shit and retired to be, like, I don't know, a nun or something. And so they couldn't find her. It's why there's no dubbing. Like, there's actual dialogue. It's why, like, there's actual gore. And it's why everything is just completely different. Now, It doesn't make sense, obviously, because the quote-unquote snuff footage has, like, edits.
Yeah.
It's not just, like, a one-shot, like, thing where they kill her. Like, there's actual, like, film edits where it's like doing, like, the handheld, like, you know, this is real, and then it'll, like, there's a cut, and then you see a close-up of, like, her finger getting snipped off, and then it cuts back to the handheld.
Well, I love it, too, because, like, in, like, the scene where she's getting her guts cut open, you can clearly see the actress's body is, like, sunken into the bed.
Well, that's just...
So they put something over it.
Well, that's just movie magic.
Is it?
Yes. How else are they going to do that?
I don't know.
Well, they literally have...
Don't fucking do this. That's what I'm saying.
No,
you have to do this.
You have to do this.
Why?
Because then...
What? Okay, so, again, like, what did this fucking solve?
Nothing.
They didn't know how to end the original movie because they couldn't get any of the original actors and they couldn't, like, recreate any of the sets and they had no idea how it was supposed to end. So they just made up this cop-out fucking ending.
But here's the thing. They didn't give a shit about finishing the original movie because the original movie is a pile of shit.
So is the fucking snuff thing.
But the snuff thing is literally, like, how they made the money off this.
Because it's a fucking cash grab.
Yes.
They're trying to exploit, like, oh my god.
You pay your $2, you go into some dingy-ass theater, you sit down, and you watch this bullshit thinking to yourself, yeah, there's some fucking weird news that this has, like, a real murder in it. You sit through some nonsense, and then at the very end, they throw that at you, and you're just like, oh.
It's bullshit. I fucking hate this movie.
I kind of like this movie. Not in, like, you know...
The right ways.
Not in the right way. I do think it gets... better.
Oh my god.
As it gets along, because... The first, like, half hour is just... fucking filler bullshit. But once they ramp up the sleaziness... It is so wrong. And so badly acted and badly written. And, like...
I can see your point. I just...
Brain dead.
It gets
so ludicrous that it becomes funny. And again, like, the fact that, yes, they literally filmed a fake snuff scene.
To get money.
And just blam.
Just tacked it on.
Pasted it on.
After the fact.
Without any continuity or anything, is hilarious. It's fucking hilarious.
It's really fucking weird. Like,
there's literally...
Like, can you think of that thought process? He fucking read an article in a newspaper saying there were snuff films, and was like, I bet you I can make money off that.
Yep. But here's the thing. I can't think of any other movie that did that. Like, I know there's movies that, like, they sit around forever. And then eventually, like, what happens is eventually someone's like, okay, fuck it, just release it.
Yeah.
I've heard that happening a million times.
Right.
I've never heard of it sitting around, and then someone's like, you know what? Let's add some insanity to this. And doing that. Because this is just insane, like... Because, again, also, there's no credits on the movie. Like, there's no opening credits, there's no end credits. You just get the film, and then just cut to black... Because they basically erased all the credits to make it seem more real.
Like it's an actual snuff film, yeah.
Like, they were filming this movie, and then there as a murder occurred after they filmed it, and, like, you know, this was just, like, some secret grimy thing.
I just wonder how the director was like, okay, so this movie's shit, let's have it end with the director, quote-unquote, killing one of the actresses
also,
and making it a good movie.
Also, here's another, like, bit of Schadenfreude. The guy who filmed the movie had no idea that, like, they did this to it.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I'm serious.
Can you imagine being the original director and, like, seeing this and being like, what the fuck? Like, what the fuck? I mean, I know I didn't finish it, but goddamn. Because,
like, by that point, he, like, gave up on the rights or whatever. So, he basically had no control over it. So, essentially, he had no clue that was going to happen, which I think just adds to the hilarity.
Just put yourself in that situation. You're a director, and you've made an entire movie, right? And you're like, okay, this movie's shit. I'm just going to sell the rights to it People can do what they want. Yeah. If they want to release it, it's fine. You know, whatever. I'll sell it to my producer. It'll be fine. I'll just go off and do my own thing. Come 4 years later. You're like, snuff. Oh, it has an actual real killing at the ending? That's weird. I don't remember doing that.
I don't
know why they filmed that, but it looks kind of like my movie. It sounds like my movie, a cult, like motorcycle club, like, you know, whatever. Oh, maybe I'll give it a shot. Maybe I'll see what they did to my movie. And then seeing your own movie exactly the way you pictured it until the very fucking end, and then seeing that shit.
So,
and then seeing a guy fake cut open a girl and, like, you know, one of the actresses and, like, you know,
kill her.
Make a snuff film at the end of your porno fucking
rip her guts out. Yeah.
Cult movie. Like, I can't even imagine what that director must have been thinking if he saw this fucking movie. I want to know.
It's beautiful. because it adds to it. Because if it was just the movie, and let's say, for sake of argument, they had a ending, a real ending, I guess. You just know it would have been some dumb shit.
Oh, yeah.
So the fact that if it was just like that, it would just be some boring nonsense that has some amusing scenes near the end. But because of this, it sort of elevates it to some level of insanity. Now, here's the moral of the story, kids. Insanity pays off. I'll tell you why it pays off. This piece of shit, the original footage, cost $30,000 to film, okay? It sits around for 4 years. The producer, let's say for sake of argument, just for sake of argument.
Okay.
I'm highballing this number.
All right.
Let's say that end footage cost $10,000. I'm aware that I am highballing that number like crazy.
That is highballing the shit out of it.
So let's say he spends...
Because it's like a 5-minute scene.
Yes. But let's say, just for sake of this argument, he spends $10,000 on that end scene. This thing, when he released it, made $300,000 in 3 weeks.
You know what that is? Just good advertising.
You know what that is? That's some fucking...
He made bank on that.
That is some big brain fucking insanity. That just pays off. That's what that is.
You know what's even sadder? People went to it because they thought there was a real murder at the end.
He hired fake protesters.
Like, he convinced people that there was a real person dying at the end of this film, and people bought into it.
Yeah, because another thing that's important is, as long as they see that quickly, because obviously, after, like, a certain amount of time, the news came out that people were like, this is some bullshit. But when it's just like that first weekend and you're just like hearing all this news and like you watch the news and there's like protesters being like this filthy fucking movie murdered somebody, you're just like, what the hell?
Can you imagine being one of the people that went to the theater though and seeing like the shit we had to go through?
Well, we had to sit through?
Just to get to the final scene?
Because they were probably like, well, this isn't what I paid for. What is this nonsense? And then that happens. You're just like, what?
Well, how sad is it that people went to it just because there was a real murder at the end of it?
I'm not surprised. I mean, obviously, like, here's the thing. People are stupid. Because, literally, like, use your brain. You like, think for one moment. In what fucking universe would you be able to film a real murder and release it in theaters? And charge money. Like, in what fucking universe does that happen?
No fucking universe.
Because number one, snuff films don't exist. Like, yes, there are, like, footage with people dying in it. But the idea of a snuff film is that they film a murder and then, like, essentially release it for money. That's the idea. Like, they don't exist. It's fake. It's literally bullshit. But again, profit off of people's stupidity. Because people apparently really thought that they filmed a murder and released it for money, and there was, like, no police investigation.
None.
Nothing.
Like, he just got away with it scot-free. Yeah, like, even though it's clearly a guy killing a woman.
It's clearly fake.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll give him credit. It's certain the gore effects in the fake snuff film are significantly better than... the scene in the first movie where he twiddles her fucking thumb. Her toe, I mean.
Yeah.
Like, it's better, but it's still fake.
I just, like, I don't know. Like,
it's ludicrous. But, I don't know. Like, the whole... Honestly, like, the actual behind the scenes of this movie is infinitely more interesting than the actual movie.
Oh, God, yeah.
Like, it's just one of those things. The movie, obviously, is interesting because of that nonsense, but the behind the scenes is by far the most interesting thing about it. Because, I don't know, like, you could make a movie about this nonsense.
Yeah.
About the making of this bullshit, because this
I wish someone would.
This is way more interesting.
It's interesting.
If anybody knows another movie like this,
please.
Where some insanity like this happened,
please suggest
Please tell me. I want to know, because I love, like, hearing about this nonsense.
I don't even know if we need to go over our final thoughts, because we kind of went over all of them already.
I don't know. Do you have anything you want to add?
Just that I don't know. I didn't like... So, the snuff part of it was interesting, yes, but, like, sitting through the rest of that bullshit was horrendous. It was so goddamn bad.
It was something.
Like, I get it. I understand why it was so shocking at the time in the 70s, but it's just bullshit.
Well, the only thing that... Well, to be fair, the only thing that was shocking was the fake the snuff ending, footage. Yeah.
Everything else was just fucking stupid.
Everything before that was just dumb.
And even the snuff part is dumb, but, like...
Oh, it's dumb, but... It's special.
I don't know. Like, I hate this movie, but I have to give the advertising, like, some credit, because that is fucking bonkers as shit.
They really did that.
That is fucking insane.
They really did that.
They did that. And they made money off... They profited off of that.
Yeah, they made bank. For a quick 5-minute scene that they shot in some porn studio... They made bank. It's interesting.
Do you have anything you would like to add?
This movie can eat my ass.
Yeah, I fucking hate it.
The first, like, I don't fucking know, 30 minutes is some of the most, like, infuriatingly, nauseatingly boring horseshit I've ever seen in my fucking life. It does get better as it, like...
Slightly...
It gets better as, essentially, the shit that you pay to see starts showing up. So, like, and I'm sorry, that quote-unquote rape bondage flashback is one of the most misguided fucking things I've ever witnessed in my life. And it's just beyond wrong. It's filmed and executed so poorly that it takes something that should be horrifying and makes it fucking unintentionally hilarious.
Yes.
Like, it gets more amusing, but on every level, like, imaginable, this thing is a 1 out of 10.
Yeah.
The acting, the directing.
The fucking dubbing is a 0 out of 10.
The music, the story.
It is horrible.
Everything about this is
movie
garbage.
Is shit. It's a hot garbage pile.
Yeah. It's possibly one of the most... I don't know, it's one of the worst executed movies. If we're just counting the everything before the snuff film sequence, this is possibly one of the worst executed movies we've seen on the podcast.
Yes.
It's fucking trash.
Except for the snuff thing.
The snuff thing makes it more interesting, but...
It's still stupid. It's still fucking dumb. I would recommend this just to watch it, like, in... Like, maybe... I don't know, I can't tell you this if you're listening to this, but, like, watch the movie before you listen to the podcast, just so you can get the surprise.
So, yeah, we do kind of ruin the surprise, but, I don't know. If you really want to amuse yourself, watch this with somebody who hasn't seen it before, I did with Will, because you get amusement from their...
You will see their world shatter and crumble.
So, like, if you know somebody who likes to watch nonsense... Like, tell them to watch this movie. Don't tell them the ending. Don't tell them what happens. Don't tell them anything. Just tell them it's a movie called Snuff and it's about some cult nonsense.
Tell them to watch it and then tell them to go listen to They Can Mostly Come Out at Night's podcast about it.
Yeah, that too. And tell them to tell them to hit that subscribe button and tell them to
smash that subscribe button.
Smash
hit that bell because we're doing a fucking stream.
Tell them to smash that subscribe button like Satan smashed Angelica with Bane.
And you fucking ring that bell.
You fucking ring that shit, boy.
Ring that bell so you can get notified.
So when we're doing our Sunday...
When we whip out our... when we do a stream.
There will not be any Bane whippings on this stream.
No, there will
I'm
not
sorry.
Be any Bane whippings at all.
I mean, if you want, I'll do some impressions for you, but...
But yes, if you want to watch the movie... Sorry to get on a tangent. If you want to watch the movie, it's on my Amazon Prime.
So yeah, if you are going to watch it, I would recommend... Again, watching it with someone who hasn't seen it, because if you try watching this on your own, you're probably going to want to kill yourself.
Yep.
Like I did.
Yep, me too.
But if you watch it with someone who hasn't seen it, you get a lot of amusement from their reactions, and you will get a lot of amusement from their reactions to the ending, where their brain will just explode.
Now, back on our tangent.
Sunday.
Sunday.
Please, Sunday Funday.
Please subscribe to the Mostly Come In At Night podcast if you like us. And hit that bell because you will get notified when we go live.
We will be doing a Sunday live stream. We're going to play bad games and we're just going to bullshit.
And we just want to hang out with you guys.
It's a hangout.
That's all we want to do. Like, we want to play shitty games. We're going to be playing them regardless if you hang out or not, but we would like to hear from you.
We'll be hanging out.
We want to hear from our fans. Like, we really do. Like, I want this to be a hangout.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's not, it's just you can go back and just listen to me.
It will be there.
Listen to Will and Alex bullshit for like 6 hours straight.
It will be saved, but it's a hangout. So it's just gonna be us playing games. The games are mostly background. It's just something that we can kind of do to keep with the theme. But we're gonna be talking about movies. We'll be talking about
literally everything,
any subject. It's just a hangout. So you want to come
and like
ask us questions. Feel free to.
Even if you want to come in and be like, oh, no one listens to fucking They Mostly Come Out at Night. This podcast sucks. You know? I mean, well, you'll probably get deleted and we won't talk to you ever again. But at least you made a comment.
I mean, if you do, I mean, look, if someone does that, we should find out where they live.
Maybe we should.
And I'll film my own snuff film. Okay?
No, what we should do is just slide a version of snuff underneath their door.
Should make a list?
Yes, of movies to send them.
Here's the fucking dude. Here's the dipshits who decided to talk shit on
the
live
stream. We are going to spam them with terrible movies.
Okay, here's what you need to do. We need to get like a DVD maker or some shit. And just something that can make like 50 DVDs per minute. And just print off these trash films. And just...
Like, the worst of the worst.
Spam them.
The worst of the worst. And just spam the fuck out of them.
Yeah, so if you say bad things, you may or may not get a billion copies of Curse of the Headless Horseman. And, yeah.
Or Darktown Strutters. but yes, please. Sunday, 12 o'clock, we'll be going live. Around 12 o'clock. I don't want to say exactly 12 o'clock. But
I just want to say... None of this is guaranteed. This is our first time, so there may be mistakes being made.
There's very most likely going to be mistakes being made. But
tentatively...
We are going to try...
12 Mountain Time.
12 Mountain Time, which is like... like 11.
I don't know where the fuck you live,
time.
But go like, on, go on the... go on the Google.
Mountain Time.
And type in... Time zones on the Google.
We are Mountain Time. We are in Utah. This is Mountain Time.
So you can see where you live and where we live.
But please, if you guys want to hang out, if you want to ask us questions, if you want to just like, you know, drop a comment, if you want to tell us how much you like the podcast and want to,
if you
want to
confess your sins to us,
please, we are here to accept you with no judgment.
If you want
to
talk about how Father O'Malley touched you in seminary,
yes,
we'll listen.
We will listen.
We will be there.
While playing shitty video games, and we will provide entertainment for you.
I will help you.
We do this for you.
I do. For free.
For free. We're not charging anything.
We ain't charging.
Come hang out.
Nothing.
You have two friends to hang out with on Sunday.
Imagine that. You don't have to go to church.
You don't have to go to church.
You can chill with us and drink some beers.
You can come and hang out with They Mostly Come Out at Night.
It's a free country.
And we'll be drinking a lot of beer, so we might get more drunk than we do on this show already.
No guarantees, but yes, we will be. C- Because we... There
I, will, sorry, I might.
There will be more beer, because... Yes.
We're going all day, baby.
We got some games lined up that, I don't know. I think alcohol will help.
We're so dedicated that we're going to just order food and have it delivered to us. We're not even going to stop the stream.
Yeah. We will order food delivery because we don't want to be like...
That's how
hey, guys, we're going to go take a break so we can go get food.
Nah.
Fuck the breaks.
We'll
you
just be
what,
like...
You know what hangouts don't have? Breaks.
Fuck them. No breaks. The shit don't stop. The train stops for nothing, okay? So we're going to order food delivery and be like, hey, guys, oh, shit, the doorbell rang. The fucking food's here. And then one of us is going to run up and get the food. That's it. That's it, boy.
But yes, please, drop us a comment, drop us a subscribe on YouTube.
They mostly come out at night. Search it on YouTube. Find us.
I'm going to be putting the link again. Just subscribe, hit the bell, and then you should be connected when we go live. And it's going to be around 12. I'm not guaranteeing it's going to be at 12.
Around 12, yes.
But anyway, we'll get off the YouTube stream. We're just excited about it.
And we will still, like we said previously, we will still be doing these movies.
The podcast is not over.
This stream nonsense is just something that we're probably going to do like once a month. Just a little hangout session, like once a month. And we just will play some shit games and just talk to you guys. That's all.
That's all we want to do.
If you don't want to talk to us, then go fuck yourself. But you can feel free to come in and join.
You can also feel free to go fuck yourself if you don't listen to it.
I mean, if you want to go fuck yourself, it's a free country, so you can do that. what you do in the privacy of your own bedrooms
is up. It's up to you.
If you want
to
fuck yourself while watching snuff, you can.
But we prefer you come hang out with us.
It's not my place. Yes.
Yep.
So what you should do is fuck yourself while listening to us die
playing video games,
because that is the most erotic.
Anyway.
Especially Rogue Warrior.
Oh my god.
Fucking goat, fuck!
I think we're gonna end it there. For They Mostly Come Out at Night, this has been Will.
And this has been Jaime.
And we will talk to you all later.
See you guys on Sunday.